You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Tuesday, October the 8th of 2024. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Also 1230 on your AM dial. Online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going on to our Facebook page, Facebook.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO page. Be able to click on our video link. Be able to see our video link here in our studios. And also be able to join us by questions or comments on the Facebook page, or by calling or texting us. You can call or text us through use of the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? Just go to your app store and search out Civic Media, download the app, and then you'll have access to all 20 of the radio stations on the Civic Media radio network, and you'll be able to open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, the fifth one down, and you'll be able to open up our webpage, be able to send us an email, be able to listen to us wherever you may be, also be able to hit a button to send us a text, and be able to make a phone call as well to be part of the show. So if there's something you want to talk about, you can join us that way, or by using your phone and dialing us up, and the number to call or text is the same, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Coming up, we're going to talk about what's going on at City Hall tonight. There's going to be another rally. There's going to be a city council meeting, and we'll see whether or not there's discussion on the ballot drop box within the council, but there will be discussion about the ballot drop box issue outside of the city hall starting at 5:30 tonight. So we're going to talk about that. Hopefully have a guest as well to talk about that. Been playing a little bit of tag with my potential guest. So I'm not even going to go to where it may be, but the hope is that a little bit later on in this hour, we'll have somebody that's very much involved in the protest joining us on this program. So that's coming up. Also coming up, we will talk about the weather with Brittany Merlot. Brittany will join us at 8:21 this morning. Obviously, very calm weather around here. I mean, you could not ask for much more calm weather than we've seen recently. And as I look outside, again, lots of blue skies. It's a chilly start here in north central Wisconsin. Temperature stands at 39 degrees. There is no wind at all. The tree right to my right, just outside the window of our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, not moving one bit. Again, when you talk about quiet weather, it is very quiet out there right now. But, of course, much of the country and the world, in fact, is taking a look at just a massive hurricane that is getting ready to hit down in Florida. And we'll talk to Brittany about that and more coming up at 8:21. Also coming up, starting off the second hour, we'll be joined by Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. We'll talk about what's going on at the library. He's going to have another guest with him here today, and also a bit of a special announcement. So Chad Daly coming up at 9:06 this morning on the program. And then at 9:35 this morning, we are going to have a discussion that I had with a pair of area volleyball players. Coming up on Thursday night, there is a matchup between a couple of outstanding girls volleyball programs, D.C. Everest and New McCathic, over at D.C. Everest Thursday night, 7 o'clock for the first serve. And it's also not only a terrific non-conference matchup, but also a fundraiser for the Neighbors Place. And they've done this the last couple of years, meeting up. No admission fee, just donations, and all the donations go towards the Neighbor's Place. So we'll talk about volleyball and this special event coming up with a couple of players from D.C. Everest and New McCathic at 8:35. Kirsten Hall from D.C. Everest and Lily Shields from New McCathic. That's at 9:35 this morning. So that's at 9:35 this morning here on the program. So that's all still to come. The time is 8:11. Before we go any further, need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Welcome back, Ian.
Thank you, Chad. It's good to be back.
Yeah, did you enjoy yourself down in Madison?
Oh, very much so. Just going to the Overture Center and seeing Steve Martin and Martin Short live on stage. It was absolutely hilarious. I mean, they were just roasting each other all night long, and it's really nice because they're such close friends that they know each other so well. And just, it was great, a comedy, a lot of good impressions, a lot of good music. And Steve Martin was playing his banjo, and they had a band on stage with him that played as well. Just an incredible show and a great turnout and a lot of laughs. I mean, honestly, I'd love to go I see them again someday. It was just so good. So good.
Fantastic. And again, to see two comedy legends like that, take advantage of that, to go down there. And it sounds, and it looked like it was a beautiful venue. And everything could have been perfect. It could not have been more perfect, could it?
No, it was really nice. And really nice weather as well. I mean, not too chilly. A little breezy on Sunday night. But overall, just a really nice family vacation in Madison.
Fantastic. But great to have you back. We'll get you back in the saddle later in the program during our last segment for our number for the day quiz as part of our daily history lesson.
And the pressure is really on, because since I missed a day, I only get four possible guesses this week.
Yep, and the thing about it is 2 for 5 is basically the same as 2 for 4. Because you still have to get two right in order to pass this week. Because 1 out of 4 does not pass you. That's still only 25%. So,
well, 2 out of 4 at least is 50%.
Yeah.
So,
yep. But the thing about it, it would be it makes it a little bit more difficult. So,
I gotta be on top of my game.
Exactly.
This week.
So we'll look forward to that coming up as well. Let's talk a little bit about again coming up tonight. It is city council meeting coming up at City Hall this evening, and there's also going to be a protest in front, and Wausau residents will be gathering later on this afternoon at 5:30 p.m. at City Hall on Grand Street. There'll be some Wausau residents. There will be the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. There will be SEIU of Wisconsin. All voting is local. Souls to the Polls and community activists. And according to the press release that the groups have sent out, it says that Wausau voters will gather ahead of the Wausau City Council meeting to reject attempts to remove the city's ballot drop box. Voters and other voting rights advocates will hold a press conference to underscore voter suppression tactics being implemented from election officials who are abusing their authority and attempt to make it more difficult for Wisconsinites to vote. And at this point, we don't see on the agenda for tonight at the Wausau City Council meeting a discussion on this. But the thing about that as well, and I know the mayor had said that he was hoping to be able to discuss this with the council, it comes down to the bottom line is this is still a decision that has been told by the Wisconsin State Supreme Court that is made by the city clerk. Again, the city clerk is the person that has the authority to approve or not approve the use of ballot drop boxes within the city. And we have heard that Mayor Denny had discussions with the clerk, made his points, made his viewpoints and his beliefs known to the clerk. In the end, the clerk has decided that the city and its residents, in order to help get as many folks to the polls as possible, has decided that, yes, a drop box can be used in front of City Hall. So, again, the idea that the council is going to start talking about it right now, we are 4 weeks from today, from Election Day. To have this discussion now is not responsible. Right now, the clerk has decided, the Supreme Court has decided, that these drop boxes are legal. They are the way that they should be. The drop boxes have been determined to be safe and secure by the clerk and by the Supreme Court. There is time after this election if the mayor wants to bring this up, put it on the agenda, and discuss it, and make the points that he wants to make. And again, the idea that if there's a place in the city of Wausau that is more secure than having it at City Hall, I'm not sure where it would be. The security measures that have been added at City Hall in recent years. Again, if somebody's going to fool with the drop box, good luck. Because the idea that they'll be able to get away with it, I think, is far-fetched at this point. And again, this goes to, again, chipping away at trust in the election process.
Absolutely.
It continues just to chip and chip and chip away. We've talked about this. Chip away at the election process. Try to give folks who don't win elections a free pass then to say, hey, the election was not fair. We keep saying, bring out the evidence. Let us know where the problem is. Bring out the evidence saying that I just know there's a problem. I just feel it in my bones there's a problem. That's not good enough. So, again, make sure that you take care of business in this election. We're 28 days away. Let's focus on this election right now. If you want to have these discussions to change the rules, now is not the time to change the rules. We'll have more on this coming up later in the hour. Again, it's frankly frustrating to me. It's a frustrating piece of what should be, again, in a lot of ways, a celebration of democracy. Every election is truly, frankly, a miracle. This system of government to allow us to make our decisions when it comes to who represents us is not something that we should take lightly. And when you chip away at the confidence of these elections, you're chipping away at the tenets of democracy. The time is 8:18. We are going to talk to Brittany Merlot about the weather. Again, calm here, but not calm in the southeast. We're going to talk about that and more coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. 39 degrees here on this beautiful start on a Tuesday morning. Again, plenty of blue skies, plenty of sunshine, very, very little, if any, wind. And another really nice start as we get into the early part of October, but not calm elsewhere in the United States. Really been just heartbreaking in a sense. We're back-to-back hurricanes hitting major portions of this country. But to talk a bit about the weather both here and elsewhere in our country, we're joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Chad. How are you so far today?
Doing very well. Again, a very, you know, nice start. You put on the jacket, a little nip in the air, but still very calm, very beautiful start. And I know it was beautiful last night with a lot of the lights out there, but it really has been a beautiful time here in this part of the country, at least.
It really has been. I mean, the dry stretch, I know a lot of people aren't complaining about it. I mean, the sunshine is bright, the temperatures are comfortable, little frosty, crisp mornings. I do have a question. Have you turned on the heat yet, whether that be in the car, the house, anywhere?
Yesterday morning, I kind of did. I didn't turn it all the way up, but I at least I turned off the AC. I turned up the heat dial to about midway. And because there was a little bit of fog in my vehicle, more than anything else, more than the warming up, but not in the house yet. I did bring out the blanket for the first time a few nights ago. I had been basically just a sheet because it's still been warm. But I finally brought out the first blanket. I have not brought out the comforter yet. Where it's basically one layer has been brought out. There will be another layer coming out pretty soon. But we're starting in that direction, at least.
Yeah, we I don't have the heat on myself, but I do have the – I started wearing my – long pajamas last night, not the short ones, because, you know, it's getting a little nippy in the air. But pretty soon, we're probably going to have the heat on, like, probably towards the end of October. It's starting to get a little cold.
Yeah, yeah. I caved. I put the space heater on today, this morning. It was the first morning. That's why I asked, like, am I alone on this, or did anybody join
October
me?
October the 8th is pretty good, though. That's still pretty good, yeah. You know, in terms of that. Let's talk about what's going on in the Southeast, because, I mean, it's amazing that we just went through where such a massive weather event hit a big portion of the country, and then the very next week to have what's being called one of the, you know, biggest hurricanes that we've ever seen targeting now Florida. Just, you shake your head. It's so sad to have multiple hits in a row like this. I mean, just amazing, isn't it?
It is. I mean, as a meteorologist, we're going through so many things. We've never seen something so strong, so back to back. So it's intriguing, it's interesting, but it's terrifying, and it gives you the chills. It just, oh my gosh, those people there. And the one big concern I have with this storm is the fact that, yeah, it's supposed to weaken as it hits some shear in the Northern Gulf and heads towards Tampa Bay, but are people banking on it weakening? I hope not. I really hope they're taking this one serious, because the surge, in my mind, is the biggest risk with this one. Yes, those winds are going to be vicious regardless, because no matter what, it's going to be a major hurricane making landfall. They're forecasting right now for it to be a Cat 3 as it makes landfall. That is still over 111 mile per hour winds, right? So there's still going to be that devastation, but the surge, if you think about how strong the storm has already been, how it's just been exploding vigorously to a Cat 5, right now, it's a Cat 4, 145 mile per hour sustained winds. But the surge it's going to bring, it is going to move that ocean water into those areas. And Tampa Bay, I mean, center hit, big city, they've been lucky a lot of years. That side of the Gulf hasn't seen too many major hurricanes. So for it to be coming that way is just terrifying. I hope that people are listening to their warnings, getting out of there. I have a few friends. I was just down in Tampa Bay a couple months ago. They have left, but waiting in gas lines, waiting to get on the plane. People couldn't even get out till maybe this morning in other parts of Florida. So it's a pure panic there. So my heart goes out to them, and I hope that everything is okay. And I just hope people leave. Things are things. Your life is something different.
Exactly. I mean, I heard, I don't know if it's the mayor of Tampa or somebody in higher government in Tampa say, if you stay, you're going to die. I mean, it's to say that, you know, straightforward, don't take that chance, and believe the folks that are working so hard here. And that's one of the sad things. All this false information that's being put out there over the last couple of weeks has just been, you know, depressing in a sense, because it's wrong on every level. But we're going to hope for the best here. As this storm hits landfall coming very, very soon. But here in central Wisconsin, again, for a meteorologist, not a lot to perk up the eyebrows for you. It's going to continue to be very quiet, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, the only concerns I have going forward is these frost advisories, right? Temperatures throughout the state starting to dip cooler and cooler. So we'll probably get cold again tonight and then Wednesday night as well. So a few more frost advisories going out. But by Thursday, whew, we warm things up. The overnights won't be as cold. Even for Friday, we get pretty, pretty warm before the next cold front moves through on Saturday. And that's our only chances of rain is Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. And I was looking, hoping there'd be more juice in the atmosphere. It's still looking like a tenth of an inch at max if it rains. So, yeah, just drought conditions, high fire danger here across the state. Once again, avoid burning if you can. Even small as campfires and cigarette butts, please be careful out there, especially if the winds are feisty. So just keep all that in mind. But highs today, 64 degrees, 66 tomorrow, 71 on Thursday, and 75 on Friday. Before we slide to the low 60s on Saturday and the upper 50s on Sunday.
Yeesh, so back towards closer to normal then.
Yeah, we probably have a pretty decent freeze, maybe even a hard freeze on Sunday night.
Oh, wow.
It looks pretty cold for a good chunk of the state, especially here.
Okay, Brittany, well, thanks again for all the information, and have a great day, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Bye.
That's Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist. Right now in downtown Wausau, fair skies, 39 degrees. The winds are out of the northwest at 6 miles per hour. The dew point is 35, relative humidity of 86%. The barometer at 30.06 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, it's an information update. I'm sure we'll get more on the hurricane. We'll get more on the presidential race with our national news. We'll have Terry Bell with our state news. We'll have Brittany back with the local news and weather, and Mike Clemens with sports. 8:29 here on this Tuesday morning. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I want Ian to be ready here because I am at the line of scrimmage. I am the quarterback of our team right here. I'm looking over the defense, and I'm going to be calling an audible here in just a moment. Because if you look on your screen, you'll see that there's a volleyball interview there. And you have to turn on your microphone.
Yes.
There you go.
Sorry.
We are scheduled to bring you that to you at 9:34. We're going to do it here in this segment because I just finally was able to get connected with Nick Ramos, who is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He is part of the event that is going on at Wausau City Hall coming up a little bit later on this afternoon at 5:30 in front of the city council meeting concerning the ballot drop box issue. So we're going to talk to Nick Ramos at 9:34 this morning about event and about the entire issue. So we're, instead of having our volleyball interview about this special event coming up Thursday night, we're going to do it right now. So I had a chance to speak to a couple of young ladies, Kirsten Hall of DC Everest and Lily Shields of Newman Catholic. Both teams having outstanding campaigns on the court as we get set for the start of the playoffs. But one of the final regular season matchups is between Newman and Everest at the DC Everest Fieldhouse coming up on Thursday night. It is a special matchup that will be raising money for the Neighbor's Place. And, of course, the Neighbor's Place does so much good work here in the Wausau area. And all the proceeds from the event on Thursday night will go to the Neighbor's Place. So we had a chance to bring in on the Big High School Sports Show Kirsten Hall and Lily Shields, and started off by talking to Kirsten Hall about the team so far. How's the season gone for the DC Everest Evergreens?
I'd say Sydney Geis, our setter, she's really a strong, valuable player. Also our outsides, Ryden Larkey and Alec Hoff. Alec Hoff has had a really good season. She's a sophomore. It's great to see her. Just be amazing, really.
Real quickly, I noticed you do have some younger players on this team. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's unusual, but to be at the level that you are right now, battling for a conference championship and doing well with the young performers, how has the mixture been, having some performers that have been around for a couple of years and then having some that are joining the team? How has the team chemistry been?
I'd say it's good, and it definitely helps having, like, people with experience and then people with little experience. You're able to kind of, like, not like mentor them, but like be an example, and it definitely helps. Like, I know when I was a sophomore, I had seniors that I look up to, so it's kind of cool to like be that senior now.
And Lily, Newman Catholic, I was looking at some of the results for your squad, and number one, you play everybody. I mean, you yes. talk about a Division V school that just plays almost a Wisconsin Valley Conference schedule. You're playing all these Valley teams so far this season. I noticed recently you're kind of a bit of a winning streak because you're playing a lot of teams that are basically either your size or just a little bit bigger. What's the season been like? Because obviously coming off a trip to the state championship game a year ago, expectations are probably very high. What's this season been like for Newman Catholic?
Yeah, for sure. Early on, we battled some injuries, but we've come back from that. And like you said, coming back from a state season last year, just having that motivation always in the gym makes it really fun. And we're really working right now to play more stress-free and just enjoy the moment because, like you said, playoffs is coming up. And, yeah, the season has gone. It's been very fun. Have some great matches. Yeah.
What is the situation? I'd heard that there was some injury issues. How is that? Are you back to full strength, or is that still an issue?
Yeah, we're back to full strength. At the beginning of conference plays, we had everyone back, but it was just like we were still getting into the groove of it. So it's nice now that we're finally getting our flow.
What do you take away from the trip to state from last year that you hope to use as you get towards the end of the regular season and into the postseason? Because obviously it was a great run, came so very close in the end. What do you take away from an experience like that when you went to Green Bay last year?
Yeah, I feel like we really take away that like anything's possible, and we can get back there this year if we put in the work. So I think it's just giving everyone a little more confidence, and obviously came up short last year, but again, that just gives us all the more motivation.
Next Tuesday will be Everest and Newman over at DCE for the event to benefit the Neighbor's Place. Let's talk about the event itself, and then we'll talk about what it's like for you girls to match up against each other. What is this event all about?
I think just community, just bringing everyone together. Obviously, we're like two schools close to each other, so just get as many people in the gym as possible and like celebrate the good cause.
Is there anything we should know about this event in terms of I know that they really are trying to go beyond the call in terms of getting people involved. All proceeds, again, benefiting the Neighbor's Place. There'll be a silent auction. There'll be raffle baskets. All concession sales will be donated, and it's a donation to get in. They're not selling tickets, but basically if you pay at least $1 for a donation, you get in. When there's something like this going on, I've seen this at other events. We have the East-West game that comes up as well, where there's a lot of stuff going on. As athletes, do you try to wrap your arms around that? Do you try to focus on what you're out there to accomplish in terms of facing a good opponent and winning the match? How do you go about it mentally to try to play the game when there's a lot of other stuff that seems to be going on around it?
Yeah, I feel like before and after, obviously, like including like all the extra things that go along with the game, but during the game, just kind of focusing on playing volleyball and having fun. Obviously, it's so fun to play Everest. All of us are friends, so it's just a super fun, like, chill game.
Yeah.
What is it like when you face, I mean, you two came in here, and you've been talking the entire time. I mean, it's like if you've known each other for a long time, what is your relationship? Do you know each other exceptionally well?
Yeah, yes. We used to play club together for like a couple of years. Yeah. Since, like, middle school days, so.
And that's one of the aspects about volleyball. Club volleyball is so vitally active, and a lot of players on high school teams play together then, and they go back and they play for the high school teams. What's it like when you do face up somebody that's been a teammate, but in this case is on the other side of the net? Lily, we'll start with you.
Yeah, it's so fun. There's definitely some friendly banter throughout the net. Like earlier in the season, Kurt and I, we had a scrimmage and we were talking through the net. I was trying to get her to hit into my hands so I could finally get a block, but she didn't do that for me. It's okay. It'll happen in the Neighbor's Place.
Sure. Okay.
And Kirsten, what about you? What's it like when you face people that, you know, is it, I mean, I can tell right now you have this joy where you enjoy being around her. When you look across the net towards Lily or anybody else that you play a lot with on the club level, do you almost have to avoid eye contact at times because you have that relationship?
Yeah, it honestly just makes it so much more fun. Like, I just never get mad because I just look and I start laughing. Or, like, at the scrimmage, I went up to hit, and Lily's just like, oh, no, no, no. And I'm just, like, laughing mid-hit. So it just makes it a really fun game.
If I'm not mistaken, and again, maybe I am, last year, was it a five-setter that you guys played?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, obviously, you know, when you look at it, I mean, Newman Catholic, I mean, obviously very, very good, but at the same time, a much smaller school, D.C. Evers, very, very good in D1. At Everest, how do you look at this matchup? Do you feel like there's a lot to lose more than to gain when you face Newman, or is it that you know that this is a team that's capable of winning a state championship and it is a good matchup going into the postseason?
Yeah, I think we definitely just look at it as a game to, like, kind of get better and, like, get better. And it's not like a winner. Like, obviously we want to win, but it's not like win or lose. It's more so for, like, the event. But obviously you want to win every game. So kind of just go into it, do your best, and the result is the result, I guess.
And Lily, again, when you get a chance to go play Everest and have this opportunity on, you know, this stage, obviously, within town, and especially at this time of the year, does it have a little extra juice for you and your teammates?
Yeah, I think it's a great competition right before playoffs because we get prepared. You know, we face some great hitters, great serving, and that really lets us settle in right before playoffs. So I think it's a great time of the year to have this game.
Something that you're talking about, the energy, and that's something about volleyball I think that anybody that goes to a volleyball match senses right away, not just within the crowd, but within the players between the lines. And I think it builds on each other because I do think there's a different energy. I know Kirsten and Lily, you both play basketball as well. There's a different feel in the gym for a volleyball game than a basketball game, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
How would you compare the two? Why is it that maybe that, number one, the girls on the court, every point you celebrate? I mean, you really do get together and you celebrate these points, and I think it goes into the crowd as well. How would you, again, why is it that maybe there's a different energy, and how is it different when you're on the basketball court and on the very same court for volleyball?
Yeah, I feel like basketball, at least for me, obviously our team is not, like, the most successful, but we still, like, have fun. Volleyball, though, it's just, like, you, like, strive for energy, like, the most energy you can have, and it's, like, so much momentum goes into, like, who's winning, really. So if you can get that momentum and energy on your side, like, you have success, like, in your view. So basically, that's what you want every game.
And what about you, Lily, in terms of, you know, if you get a layup or hit a 15-footer in basketball, it's not the same celebration as if you get a point in volleyball. How do you compare the two experiences? Do you have, is there a favorite way of game that you play, basketball or volleyball? Do you enjoy one more than the other, or is it just different?
Probably more volleyball, but I feel like in volleyball there's more like breaks in the game, so there's more time to cheer, but also, like what Kurt said, it's a game of momentum and you really want to build that momentum. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's just so fun, like getting a stuffed block, like how can you not celebrate that? Like, I don't know.
Kind of piggybacking off of that too, like, are the relationships any more strong, like, within your team? Because you guys literally come together after every point, whether you win or lose the point, you guys huddle up, and I don't know what you guys say in there. I mean, I know it's exciting when you win point, whatever. But are the relationships different then with your volleyball teammates than they are your basketball teammates? I know at Newman, it's probably very similar girls, right, on both teams. I don't at Everest. Some, but probably not as much. But are the relationships any more or less strong, or is it just different?
I'd say the relationships are, like, the same strength, but, like, volleyball, it's definitely easier to, like, celebrate your teammates because, like, you have that time to be like, hey, that was a great swing or something. Rather than basketball, it's just, like, a quick high five down the court. So, like, in the game, it might be a little bit stronger, but, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. Good answer.
And I guess finally, as we get to the end of the regular season and both your teams, again, doing very well within your conferences, getting ready for the postseason, I think for Newman, obviously, when you've been there last season, you want to get back there. And for D.C. Everest, what are the feelings going? We'll start with Kirsten. What are the feelings with your team going to the end of the regular? Again, obviously, you got the big matchup with Marshfield tomorrow, and the conference is still in front of you before the playoffs. But how do you feel about your group going into the postseason? Do you feel like it has the seeds for a deep run?
I would say definitely, especially after last year. We came off a tough regional final loss against Eau Claire North. we kind of went into that game expecting, like, at least a better performance from us. So we all kind of have that, like, in us, like, we need to, like, do better this year. So we're all just, like, we're ready. We're excited.
And, Lily, is there an extra pressure coming off a trip to state where you have to start all over again? You don't get to start where you finished off last season, so close to a state championship. You have to actually go through the entire process. What's the feeling going in now as you get towards the playoffs for that run?
Yeah, I feel like there obviously is that pressure, like you said, but our coaches and we're all just so close. We all just had a talk at the beginning of the season. Like, we're a different team than last year. Obviously, we want to carry that with us, but we just need to reset our minds and just play strong from the start of playoffs because you never know what can happen. Every night's a new battle. So.
And again, that was Kirsten Hall of DC Everest and Lily Shields of Newman Catholic. Thursday night, Volley for Our Neighbors. It's a community fundraiser game at DC Everest Senior High School between DC Everest and Newman Catholic. 5:30 for the JV, 7 o'clock for the varsity. And again, all the proceeds benefit the Neighbors Place of Wausau. There'll be silent auctions, raffle baskets, and serve for prizes. All concession sales will be donated, and a minimum $1 donation as a ticket. All the donations, all the proceeds go to the Neighbor's Place. Again, it's really outstanding, an event. And they're two really good teams. Newman Catholic made it all the way to the state championship game last year. They're among the top-ranked teams in the state in Division 5 this year. DC Everest is in second place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, have had an outstanding season as well. So two very good volleyball teams. And a terrific non-conference matchup for a bigger cause. Again, Volley for Our Neighbors, DC Everest and Newman Catholic, Thursday night, 5:30 JV, 7 o'clock varsity at DC Everest Senior High School. The time is 8:48. Again, looking to my right, the sun is shining. It is a beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. Temperature getting into the low 40s and will ultimately get into the 60s before all is said and done. We'll come right back, have more. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. When they ask me, what are you looking at? I always answer, nothing much, not much. I think they know that I'm looking at them. I think they think I must be out of touch, but I'm only in the outskirts and in the fringes, on the edge and off the avenue. And if you want me, you can find me left of center. Hits your eye like a
hello, Wausaunians. We're going live at Sam's Pizza in Schofield for the Wausau Business Show Thursday, October 17th from 4:30 to 5:30.
We'll be pulling up a chair with Vince, the owner.
And we're going to hear about the history of Sam's Pizza in Wausau at the Schofield location Thursday, October 17th, 4:30 to 5:30. So come hang out with us as we do the interview live at Sam's Pizza in Schofield, 4:30 to 5:30, Thursday, October 17th.
And tune into the Wausau Business Show from 8 to 9 on Saturdays on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
Yummy!
Local radio thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well-connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9, WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You just heard a promo, a special edition of the Wausau Business Show. Again, it airs every Saturday morning from 8 until 9 a.m. They'll be recording their show live a week from Thursday at Sam's Pizza. And you can actually go out there and watch the boys do their work. with a live interview at Sam's Pizza coming up a week from Thursday. We're going to get those guys on before that point in time, learn more about that, what people can expect if they come out and have some great Sam's Pizza, and also watch the recording of the show. Again, Wausau Business Show every Saturday morning from 8 until 9 a.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. Also, you heard another promo again as we are continuing to look to add to our family, our staff here at 98.9 WXCO. If you're somebody that is involved in sales or interested in sales and would like to learn more about opportunities here at Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO, you can just send me an email at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. Again, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. Also coming up in the next hour at 9:06, we'll be joined by Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. Got a little sad news with Chad, so I'm gonna stick around and it's a mixture. We'll get more into it coming up at 9:06 with Chad Daly, okay, from the library, and then at 9:34 we'll be joined by Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, the executive director. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is one of the groups involved in the rally in front of Wausau City Hall coming up later today. There will be at 5:30 a rally protesting the issue that has been brought to the fore in the last 2.5 weeks concerning the Wausau ballot drop box in front of City Hall. The mayor, of course, 2 weeks ago Sunday took it away. It is back, but there's still some controversy involved with that. And we'll talk about it Wausau-wide and also statewide, this issue of pressure being put on city clerks to remove the drop box from those on the right. So we'll talk to Nick Ramos about that coming up at 9:34 this morning here on the program. Also, again, you can join us by sending us a text or calling us, and we got a text, and I don't know who the person is. It's from the 608 area code.
Okay.
And it's just two words, hockey rankings, ? Oh. Hockey rankings. It can't be about high school hockey rankings, which are the ones that I'm most concerned about. We're starting high school hockey coming up in November. We have the Wausau West hockey team we cover on a regular basis and the Central Wisconsin Storm. Storm, of course, defending state champs. And Wausau West with so much success as well. So we have plenty of hockey coming up in the winter. The high school hockey rankings have not come out yet, but for college hockey, the Wisconsin women's hockey team is off to a flying start with 4 straight wins to start off their season. They are number one again. So those are the hockey rankings I saw. The Wisconsin women, number one in the country after they won a couple of games out east against Boston College over the weekend. So Mark Johnson's team continues to do very, very well. And the Wisconsin men's hockey team had a exhibition game. They came back from a 2-0 deficit, defeated Omaha by a score of 3-2 over the weekend, and they were ranked number 10 in the preseason rankings for men's hockey. So both the Badger men's and women's hockey teams in the top 10. Wisconsin women number 1, Wisconsin men number 2, and the Wisconsin men's hockey team has their regular season opener coming up on Friday. In fact, the voice, the PA voice of Wisconsin hockey, Bob Look, he'll be among our guests tomorrow. It'll be that every other Wednesday visit from Bob Look. We'll talk about what's going on in news and sports and everything else in the first hour of the program. Also tomorrow we'll be joined again by the executive director of the Grand Theater of Wausau, Sean Wright, and I have to say that we're gonna have to have give him a belated happy birthday, because yesterday was the birthday of Sean Wright, and aww, he's done so much great work here in Central Wisconsin at the Grand and everything. Yes, else has. So we will make sure to remind him of a happy birthday coming up when he joins us tomorrow in the second hour. So again, that's coming up tomorrow. And again, coming up, we still have another hour to go. So it'll be a great hour. Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library coming up. We will have, again, Nick Ramos, the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, coming up at 9:34. And then, of course, at the end of the program, we will have our daily history lesson, and we'll give Ian his first opportunity to take the number for the day quiz as well.
So, get off on the right foot.
Yep. So much going on. Another hour to come right after an information update. News, weather, and sports coming up next. The time is 8:58. Glad you could be with us. The Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.